Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you remember the movie War Room?
I do, yes.
Was that a touching movie?
That was a very powerful movie.
Do you remember the older mother that prayed?
Yes.
Oh, that was precious, wasn't it?
Yes.
She was doing war. If you haven't seen the movie War Room, you've got to see that movie, because it really shows us how we can live our life as a Christian and just, you know, be about the Father's business everywhere mm-hmm. we're at, not just in a building somewhere. And but the one who played the wife is Tony Evans, Pastor Tony Evans, yeah. Texas's daughter, Priscilla.
Priscilla Shire.
And she was, that's one thing I didn't like. Why did they have to put something about smelly feet? The whole thing's her shoes stunk or something. It had nothing to do with the movie. But it's just like her husband had to take her shoes and put outside. Anyway, that's not a true thing. It was just a movie. But she goes around speaking and praising the Lord, speaking at women's conferences. And she just told the truth like never before. When you start wondering about where you are and doubting where you are, you have to remind yourself who you are. And the one thing that she said is so powerful, that's resounded now around the world, is she says, God is so powerful. This is who he is. This is who you are. But she says, and Oprah cannot talk him away. She just keeps trying to say all these spiritual things. It's like, it's Jesus, honey. It's Jesus. That's what you need to know. As a matter of fact, let's go there now to her.
When you feel like you can't handle the task at hand and you ask yourself, girl, who's your daddy? Because I remember when Jerry said that to me and I got a good look at him, I felt secure, I felt taken care of, not because of me, but because of who I belong to. And what if when you got a good look at your God, remembering who he is and that you belong to him? Listen, I think until the Lord stops me from taking platforms and ministering to women, I will say this until the day that I die, reminding myself as I do when I am quietly alone and I look myself in the mirror and say, girl, who's your daddy? You know what I tell myself? I tell myself, he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He's the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was, always is, always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised but brought healing. He was pierced but eased pain. He was persecuted but brought freedom. He was dead and brings life. He has risen to bring power, and he reigns to bring peace. The world can't understand him. Armies can't defeat him. Schools can't explain him. And leaders, they can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. Nero couldn't crush him. The New Age cannot replace him. And Oprah cannot explain him away. She can't. She can't do it. You remind yourself that he is light, he is love, he is longevity, and he is the Lord. He is goodness and kindness and faithfulness, and he is God. He is holy and righteous and powerful and pure. His ways are right, his word eternal, his will unchanging, and his mind is on us. He's our Savior, our guide, our peace, our joy, our comfort, our Lord, and he rules our lives. I serve him because his bond is love, his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and his goal for us is abundant life. I follow him because he's the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the ancient of days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of all leaders. His goal is a relationship with me. He'll never leave you, never forsake you, never mislead you, never forget you, never overlook you, and never cancel your appointment in his appointment book. Never. When you fall, he'll lift you up. When you fail, he'll forgive you. When you're weak, he's strong. When you're lost, he's your way. When you're afraid, he's your courage. When you stumble, he will steady you. When you're hurt, he's going to heal you. When you're broken, he will mend you. When you're blind, he will lead you. When you're hungry, he will feed you. When you face trials, he's with you. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I face problems, he will comfort me. When I face loss, he will provide for me. And when we face death, he will carry us all home to meet him. He is everything. For everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way. He is your God, and that, sisters, is who you belong to.
That's powerful, is it not?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.